We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the UB Sports Network, live from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Transit Road, this is UB Football Insider with Lance Leipold. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Automotive Group, T-Mobile, Comdoc, Pepsi, Nike, AdPro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. Now, with head coach Lance Leipold, here's Paul Peck.
All Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Miller's Port Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck. We're talking UB Bulls football over the next hour. Coach Lance Leipold is here. He'll join me in just a moment. Got a great show for you. Holiday week to get you ready for the Bulls' final home regular season game of the year. That's Friday at noon against Bowling Green. Coming up on the show, in addition to head coach Leipold, we'll talk with Bulls tight end Zach LaFave, defensive end Taylor Riggins, and safety Tyrone Hill, along with our always exciting and popular Full of It segment with John Fuller from the Athletic Communications Office. But we started off with the Bulls head coach Lance. Early happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. But for you, it's a work week, and those things will have to go on the back burner, don't they?
Well, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to you,
Thank your family,
and all our listeners. Yeah, it has been, but it's been that way for a long time in this profession. And I always felt that if you're working around Thanksgiving and the holidays, you've got some good things going on, and you've got to be able to adapt and. And our players have learned, and we just kind of go on as normal.
Yeah, well, again, you knew all year there was a game after Thanksgiving, so it doesn't come as a surprise to anybody. And this is an important one. Based on the win over Toledo last week, you're in a position to get that seventh win of the year, which basically clinches a bowl spot. Unfortunately, your guys know what happened 2 years ago, so is that ultimately all you need to say?
Yeah, I think so. I think we had teams in the conference last year as well that got left out, even though met the eligibility requirement. So a seventh win is ultra important, and hopefully we can put ourselves in that company to get that extra game.
You got yourself there based on a very impressive win last Wednesday at home against Toledo, 49-30, in a game where your running backs went nuts as usual. 331 yards on the ground. Jarrett Patterson, 192. Kevin Marks, 118. There was so much sort of wondering and build up after the disappointing loss the week before. before. I thought you said some very interesting things after the win, and I don't want to dwell too much on what happened before that, but I thought, please tell everybody what your sort of message was to the team about a little bit of the legacy of this season that proved to be correct against Toledo.
Well, you know, the thing about, I think of what you're alluding to, just talking about how we can go out and I think bounce back and play and against good teams, play meaningful ball games. But the ability for our players to put the, you know, a disappointing loss and when they want to focus, I say want to, when they really lock it all in, they've responded, I guess, the best way. I'm not answering this as probably as well as you're liking, but when we've had our backs to the wall or come off a disappointing game, they have done a great job of accepting coaching, ownership, working to get better and do those things. So, you know, on the other side, sometimes off success, we've got to keep that same type of intensity. And I think we've seen it during our win streak there for a while, but then the open week kind of, we lost a little bit of that. So we've got to find a way to do that and show everybody that this is a good football team. It's been through a lot really in 8 months or so. And for them to kind of finish this out at home the right way, I think is going to be very important.
Is that sometimes the most interesting and difficult part of being a head coach? Is those things that you just mentioned kind of getting a feel for what your team's mindset is?
I think so. And, you know, everybody says, like, you know, today's generation or whatever, but young men today have changed, and because of a lot of things that have changed around them, and so finding all the right components. I think one thing with this position here, maybe for myself as a head coach versus my last one, is our players come from a lot more diverse, you know, areas, parts of the countries, all those things, to try to, you know, find all the right you know, buttons to push for each individual and then collectively. You know, that being said, you know, they still want to play. They want to be successful. They want to do those things. And I think when we played at Kent, like I said, I could sense that we were not exactly where we needed to be throughout that game and as the fourth quarter approached, but I didn't find the right buttons to push to get it changed.
Basically, what you're telling me is that your team Thanksgiving dinner Wednesday night has to have a lot of different options based on the variety of players, right?
Yeah, you try to make sure you appease them all, but that's the other thing. Don't ask your team for something. You'll get 99 different thoughts on things, but it's still, though, you try to make them understand that through any of those decisions, whether it be the uniform or the food or the time of day that we're doing things, it's for the collective good and the best way that we feel we can get it done for everyone to be successful.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. The Bulls end the regular season senior day on Friday at noon at UB Stadium against Bowling Green. You can listen to it right here on ESPN 1520. You can see it on ESPN Plus. A lot of the things that went well in one of your more complete wins of the year against Toledo are the things that have gone well most of this season, have led you to win 4 of your last 5 games. The running attack, the defense, sacking the quarterback, shutting people down as a whole. Where did the game against Toledo fall in your mind as to what this team has been doing well all year long?
I think it you know, for the most part, you know, it maybe one or two other games, but you'll put this one at the top about how we played in all those areas. We're definitely better in special teams. All in all, kickoff coverage is probably the one area that we struggled a little bit. They had a great job there. You know, we talk a lot about the run game and those things, but I really thought Kyle Van Trees came up with some big throws to keep drives alive that we could kind of get back to and get back to that run game. Defensively, very pleased with the way we continue to play. You know, that was a great way to get that confidence back.
Jarrett Patterson had 4 touchdowns rushing, 5 total. I thought the one that he carried in off a pass might have been one of those moments of the game where he's staring at 3 guys at the 5-yard line, and as our color analyst Scott Wilson on the radio said, Jarrett had him exactly where he wanted him, 1 versus 3.
Yeah, it was almost like the Central Michigan play midfield in the second quarter, where, you know, it's like, what just happened. How do you make that happen again? But again, that's what makes him special. He continues to have an outstanding year and make plays in different ways, I think, each and every game for us.
1,328 yards and 11 touchdowns. Jarrett now has moved up to number one in the MAC in rushing, and certainly any Bulls fan knows exactly that that's been the case, not only this year, but last year as well, too. When we come back on the UB Football Insider Show, we'll get coaches' takes on the players that we're going to talk to later on in the show, and we'll dive into Friday's opponent, the Bowling Green Falcons. We're off and rolling on the UB Football Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria. My name is Paul Peck with Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Back in a moment on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
UB fans, the Bulls are running wild, and the holiday herd is heading to Audi Buffalo for the Season of Audi Sales event, where UB students, faculty, and alumni can receive special lease and financing on their favorite Audi, like the new 2020 Audi Q3 Quattro. Take the thrill of the game on the road and head over to Audi Buffalo on Genesee Street near Transit and the airport, or check out new and pre-owned vehicles online at AudiBuffalo.com.
We love our town.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
This is Thurman Thomas. I love to score on the field, and my family scored big time with Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Hi, I'm Dr. Todd Shatkin. Your smile is your number one asset. If you have one or more missing teeth or suffer from loose dentures, Mini Dental Implants is the solution to your problems. They're less invasive, less discomfort, less healing time, and half the cost of the old style implant.
For a Hall of Fame smile, go with the pro, Dr. Todd Shatkin at the Aesthetic Associates Center.
Call 839-1700, online at drtshatkin.com.
Let me tell you a thing or two about the people who don't compromise. They love Pepsi Zero Sugar. Why? Because it's got all the flavor and zero the sugar. How's that for not compromising? They're the sort of person that likes surf with their turf. And the drink with their feast? Yeah, they have a Pepsi Zero Sugar. The person who doesn't compromise loves a good golden doodle. All the golden retriever goodness with just a hint of doodle. And when they're bringing said golden doodle for a walk, they bring a Pepsi Zero Sugar. Pepsi Zero Sugar. All the flavor, zero the sugar.
Right now at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 11s on us when you add four lines.
This ultra-wide camera is unreal.
Say happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Just posted it.
Hashtag that's my girl.
Hashtag dad's blocked.
Ring in the holidays at T-Mobile. Hurry in to get four iPhone 11s on us with four new lines and qualifying iPhone trade-ins.
Via 24 credits for well-qualified buyers plus tax. If you cancel your line before receiving 24 credits, you may owe up to the full value of your device, $699.99 for base model. Contact us. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. One offer per account.
Welcome back to the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, getting you ready for the final game of the season. Home game, regular season game for the Bulls. It's Friday at noon against Bowling Green. ESPN 1520 right here for the radio, ESPN Plus for the TV. Senior Day, you've got a smaller group of seniors this year, Lance, but there's always some significance and emotion that goes with Senior Day, isn't there?
Yes, there is, and we have 15 seniors, guys that joined at different times in maybe their career, and then we have some that, of course, were here from the start, but each have made great contributions to our program. And maybe one thing, Paul, that's unique is probably half of this group haven't really been starters in our program. And when you want to build a program and you're talking about accepting roles and being contributors, I think this group really epitomizes that in the fact that they're passionate, they love the game, they love being part of the program, they love their teammates, and yet and they've had a great experience. And we're going to miss them all, and you know, when you get to these games, you want to make sure you recognize them, but you have a lot of emotions that go through that. Then you've got to kind of check those and get back in and get ready for kickoff.
And I think the one thing that fans will notice from that pregame ceremony is, as I said, it's not a huge group, a little smaller than average, which means it bodes well for next year that a lot of the key guys, including the three I'm about to ask you about, who are all key players, are all coming back for you next year.
Yeah, you know, I think on paper, you know, we felt that way even last year around this time that we had a really good nucleus, and you hope you, you know, that's, you know, I repeat myself a lot in these things, but it's you, when you're building a program, you want to build depth, you want competition, you want those things to happen. And when you're building depth, sometimes when guys are rotating and playing, when you do lose players by graduation, the gap isn't as big because somebody's already had some playing time. But yes, we have a lot of returning players on both sides of the ball. You know, the biggest losses through graduation will be in the offensive line, but we'll continue to build around that as well. And this group leaving us is a special one. But you mentioned some of the players we're going to be talking about, and they've really stepped up and made great contributions in many different ways this year.
All right, well, let's talk about it, because coming up later on the show here, our player segments will include a chance to talk to Bulls tight end Zach LaFave, defensive end Taylor Riggins, and safety Tyrone Hill. Let's start with defense, and let's start with Riggins, who now leads the MAC in sacks with 8.5 so far on the season, and there have been times when seems to be unblockable. What about Taylor has raised the level of his game?
You know, he's been so steady. He works, you know, he's a great technician, plays with great effort, great pad level. You know, last year when Chuck Harris was hurt, he played extremely well then. And I think but his personality, he's not overly flamboyant on the field. He goes about it very workmanlike. And because of his demeanor, probably, you know, people don't recognize him quite as much, but he has been so steady for us. He's a great leader. Mature young man, and when he transferred back to the area from UMass, it was definitely a great addition, and it's even exceeded our expectations.
Yeah, again, 8.5 sacks for Taylor. He's number one in the MAC. Malcolm Kuntz has 7. He's number 3 in the MAC, and Ladarius Mack also has 7, tied for 3rd in the MAC. Those three guys have been a big part of what you've done defensively, and it has made life easier for your back-end guys, which leads me into asking you about Tyrone Hill, a first-year starter who's 3rd on your team in tackles, and again, he seems to be one of those steady guys that just does what he needs to do.
Extremely steady. Again, much like Taylor, he's probably a little soft-spoken, at least around the building here, but a great personality that has really started to feel comfortable in the role that he plays for us, more confident, plays faster. He's one of the faster players on our team, but I think he's at a point in his career now where he can really let it loose and do a lot of things. His tackling's gotten better. He made a big tackle on a 3rd down, I think, for us early in the ball game for a 3rd down stop. I'm really proud of the way he's kind of evolved into the player that he is.
And then offensively, Zach LaFave, as your starting tight end, battled some injuries earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. Even he admits in the interview that we'll all hear coming up that it set him back a little bit. But he's a dynamic player that I think you'll probably say it still hasn't necessarily shown what he can do.
Yeah, and part of that is, you know, we've got to continue to find more ways to target him the ball, but you know, Zach is, I think, has had a very good year. You mentioned the injury at Penn State. He was playing really well at that time. His confidence, another guy whose confidence continues to rise. We looked at it even a year ago, before our first game. We talked about some of the guys that I asked the offensive staff to list who they felt were some of our more dynamic playmakers. And Zach was in that group, you know, the Anthony Johnsons, Jared Pattersons. You know, but Zach's name was in there because of his length, his athletic ability, and things like that. And so when we moved him back to tight end after the experiment a little bit at receiver, it was just going to help diversify what we could do with him. And I think he's embraced all that. The thing that really has gone unnoticed as well, Paul, is he has really embraced the blocking aspect of the tight end position. It wasn't always something that, you know, he was more of a flex tight end in high school and those things, so size and strength is always a early kind of a hurdle that you got to get through with tight ends that play like that. But now he was asking for more blocking reps in fall camp in 11-on-11 situations, meaning I want to get better at this. I know I need to work. And when players start doing that, their game will continually get better.
With Bulls head coach Lance Leipold, this is the UB Football Insider Show presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. All right, it's time for our Town Audi Volkswagen Keys to the Game at Town Automotive, the official auto partner of UB Athletics. The Bowling Green Falcons come in Friday at 3-8, 2-5 in the MAC. They've lost four of their last five. It's been a year of transition for them with a new coach by the name of Scott Leffler. They've struggled a bit on defense. What have you seen and learned, and what should we all be prepared for from the Falcons on Friday?
Well, like a lot of first-year coaches in this conference, you're putting together your philosophy, your scheme. You're getting your players to buy into things. You can see the evolution start coming to what they want to be. They're very multiple on offense between motion shifts. They'll do a lot of different things to challenge your gap integrity on defense. You know, they run the ball pretty well. They've got one of their running backs that had been injured for a while back, a grad transfer, I believe, from Boston College.
Who actually played against you in 2016 when you played at BC.
Yeah, he's a big back now. And then they've got a couple smaller backs that have great quickness and elusiveness that they use in different ways. So if they get in rhythm and they use a lot of play action, some naked bootlegs, and they really kind of stress you on different levels along with the play action, if they have that in balance, they can cause you a lot of problems. You know, they were putting points on the board on Ohio last week, kind of a back and forth game for a while until some turnovers start hurting them. But they used the quarterback well in the run game as well. He's big, strong. They put him in some last year for some running plays. So those things are going to be a little bit more challenging for us than they have in the past. Defensively, again, they'll give you a lot of different looks. They're going to get a lot of guys up around the ball, try to get you into making some mistakes on who's bailing out and doing things. They like to press you on the outside. So all those things will be a big challenge for us.
All right, that's what you need to know. The Town Audi Volkswagen Keys to the Game for the Bulls and the Bowling Green Falcons on Friday and noon kickoff at UB Stadium. TV side, ESPN Plus, radio right here on ESPN 1520. Coach, happy Thanksgiving to you. Enjoy your pumpkin pie, which I understand is your favorite. But more than that, good luck the rest of the practice week, and we'll see you on Friday. Hopefully a seventh win that means a 13th game.
That'd be great. Thank you very much, Paul.
You got it. That's Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. We've got much more to come here on the UB Football Insider. We'll talk to those players that Lance touched on, and then we'll wrap it up with our Full of It segment, all still to come here on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
Bulls fans, visit WNYAutoCare.com to locate the finest neighborhood automotive repair shops in the Buffalo area. All of these independent and family-owned repair shops are held to the highest standards of training and use the best parts for each job. At all Western New York Auto Care shops, we make sure that every job is done in a friendly atmosphere and offer peace of mind with a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty. Visit WNYAutoCare.com today to see what sets our auto repair centers apart from the competition.
The reason Losi and Ganji grows every year is because they focus on your personal care. Jeff Ganji of Losi and Ganji.
In 2018, we obtained over $22 million for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Not only do we assure our clients receive the maximum settlement for their claims, we make sure the small details are handled properly.
For workers' compensation and personal injury, call Losi and Ganji at 854-1446 or go to losi-ganji.com.
Losi and Ganji, working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers.
Past results do not guarantee future outcomes.
Autobahn Women's Medical Associates provides comprehensive care, including on-site sonography, mental health counselors, and a health and nutrition coach. Located on the corner of Miller Sport Highway and North Forest Road, we are just minutes from UB. Our dedicated practice of women taking care of women are committed to helping you achieve maximum health and wellness. Schedule an early morning or late afternoon appointment. We even see patients on Saturdays. Autobahn Women's Medical Associates, the largest private OBGYN group in the North Towns and a proud partner of UB Athletics.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tired of spending hours in a crowded ER waiting room? Kaleida Health has the solution, emergency room online registration, and it's reinventing the way patients access emergency care. We all know that hospital waiting rooms aren't the most comfortable places to be, and that's why we offer online registration for non-life-threatening conditions. Check in for your projected treatment time at kaleidahealth.org, arrive at DeGraff Memorial Hospital or Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital at the time you chose, and be seen promptly. Do your waiting at home and not the ER. Kaleida Health. We see more than patients.
A 43-yard field goal with a ticket to the championship on the line. Here's the stop.
At this moment, who you voted for doesn't matter. What kind of car you drive, how much money you make, what kind of music you listen to, or how many followers you have doesn't matter. At this moment, the only thing that does is football. Visit footballmatters.com.
We're back on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. My name is Paul Peck. We're presented by Santora's Pizza, Pub, and Grill. We thank Coach for a couple of segments of insight into the team, the season, the win against Toledo, and, of course, this Friday's game against the Bowling Green Falcons. And hopefully when we get together the next time, we have a chance to talk to Coach about preparing for a bowl game. Well, let's now shift our gear to talk to some of the players. And they have been the stars of the show this year. Maybe none as important on defense as defensive end Taylor Riggins, who leads the MAC in sacks. I had a chance earlier this week to catch up with the Bulls junior from Rochester. Well, Taylor, let's start by talking about the season that you've had right now as we get everybody ready for this game on Friday. 8.5 sacks to lead the MAC. Do you pay attention to stuff like that? How proud are you that if you do glance at it, that you see your name at the top of the list?
Yeah, it's a good feeling. You know, in the DN room, we have a little competition going on. I know Kuntz and Darius are tied for second, but really couldn't do it without the guys in secondary and the rest of the defense doing their jobs on the field.
What does that say that you have three of the top four sackers in the MAC all in that defensive line room?
That we have some pretty productive ends and some coverage guys too, you know. Them holding the offense up or the receivers up in coverage really allows us time to get back there and sack the quarterback.
To throw more numbers at you here, 38 sacks. You've already tied the school record for sacks in a year. So whomever gets that next one against Bowling Green, that's a new record. How, you know, again, as the players, is that something that you kind of hold up as being prideful about?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, really, we're just, man, I don't know.
That's all right.
Can I add a brain fart?
What does it mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, last year we set records last year and set a record this year and continue setting those is always a good feeling that we're moving in the right direction.
I thought the interesting thing about the way your season has gone is you've had 8 of those 8.5 sacks you've had this year just in the last 6 games. So how early in the year when they weren't coming, how do you keep your mind locked in to keep doing what you're doing?
You know, it was pretty frustrating not getting them early in the season, but just really going out there trying to sack the quarterback every play.
With Taylor Riggins, Bulls defensive end here, the junior from Rochester, New York, getting everybody ready for Buffalo and Bowling Green on Friday. This is the UB Football Insider Show. I thought one of the interesting things I want to ask you about is we see this a lot on third down where Ladarius Mack comes in at defensive end and you kind of move to like a defensive tackle position. What's that like? What's that challenge like for you? You got bigger bodies to deal with, but you're usually quicker and faster than them, right?
Yeah, that's our nickel package where all three of our DNs are out there. It's really cool being out there with all of our guys, and we always tease each other and try to be the first one back to the quarterback.
What's the challenge for you to move into more of a quote-unquote defensive tackle position? What do you have to do differently?
It's really all the same, just knowing the stunts out there.
Does that package have a nickname yet? Have you guys coined a phrase for that grouping yet?
No, not yet. But now that you say it, we might have to, to give it one.
You'll have to let us know because that deserves a pretty good nickname. Tell everybody a little bit about the other guys that you mentioned. We've talked about Malcolm Kuntz and Ladarius Mack and even across the defensive line with Chibuzi and Eddie Wilson and all the other guys. Give everybody a little insight into what that defensive line room is like for you to be a part of it and just the sense of how well everybody is playing right now.
You know, it's real close-knit group. You know, every game we're out there, we're really playing for our guys beside us and really just trying to get our seniors at that 13th game.
With Bulls as a defensive end, Taylor Riggins here on the UB Football Insider Show. Tell everybody a little bit about your journey. You're from Rochester. You went to Aquinas High School, one of the top private schools, athletic programs. What was it like playing at Aquinas?
It was great. There's a lot of pride coming from there. You know, and a lot of pride staying local too at UB. Being able to go home and have those people always come see me on weekends is it's a great feeling.
You made a little detour before that happened. You went to UMass. What went into the decision that wasn't the right place for you and that here was?
I really just wanted to be closer to home and saw what the coaches here were doing, moving the program in the right direction, Fieldhouse, new fueling station, and things lined up right. So
there's a good contingent of Rochester guys on this team. We already talked, or we will talk, to Zach LaFave, Mike Nowitzki. There's a whole bunch of guys. Is there a bit of a kinship amongst you all that you've all played? You're all from Rochester, and you've all played maybe even against each other in high school?
Yeah, for sure. We're always rivals in high school. We'd always talk smack to each other when we played 7-on-7 and in games. But, you know, coming to Buffalo, sharing those common interests, we've really grown a lot closer and became good friends.
And as you've already pointed out, how important is it, or give everybody a perspective on how important it is to be that close to home, that your friends, your family, your coaches can hop in the car and be here in an hour to see you play?
So kind of have another brain fart, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. What does it mean to you? How much pride is there in that?
There's a lot of pride. I mean, a lot of people back at school take pride in the guys that have gone to Division I, and for them having the opportunity to just be an hour away is... it's pretty cool for them to come be able to see our games.
All right, we'll wrap up here with you, Taylor, by giving everybody a little perspective on the mindset of this team, how you guys refocused yourself to play as well as you did against Toledo, and how you've got to keep doing that against Bowling Green on Friday.
Really just came down to executing our game plan, everybody doing their 1-11th on the field, and really trying to steal this last win so we get that 13th game.
You were here 2 years ago when you had six wins and you didn't get it. Is that the either spoken or unspoken motivation?
Yeah, that kind of gave us a chip on our shoulder, even before coming in last year, knowing that 6-6, it's bowl eligible, but not enough. So to really get that 13th game, we have to win 7.
All right. Congratulations on the season. Go out, get a couple more sacks, and good luck on Friday against Bowling Green.
Thank you.
Much more to come on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. We'll shift our gears, talk offense with tight end Zach LaFave next on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at BuffaloBills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Respiratory Services of Western New York is a locally owned and operated company. Started in 1997 by Michael McCartney, a respiratory therapist, we are proud to service over 12,000 patients from Buffalo to the Syracuse area. We are proud to be the official sponsor of respiratory and home medical equipment and supplies for UB Athletics. Winner of HME Excellence Award, Fast Track, and one of the best places to work in Western New York. Come and see the difference.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical
Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right, if you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753. Tropical Heating and
Cooling. UB fans, the Bulls are running wild, and the holiday herd is heading to Audi Buffalo for the Season of Audi Sales event, where UB students, faculty, and alumni can receive special lease and financing on their favorite Audi, like the new 2020 Audi Q3 Quattro. Take the thrill of the game on the road and head over to Audi Buffalo on Genesee Street near Transit and the airport, or check out new and pre-owned vehicles online at AudiBuffalo.com.
We love our town.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We're excited.
Bills fans, 2019 single game tickets are on sale now at buffalobills.com. Be there as we celebrate 100 years of NFL football and the Bills' 60th season.
Back on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, presented by Santoris Pizza Pub and Grill. The offense has been all about the running game this year, but the running game doesn't work if everybody up front isn't blocking, and we've seen a much more improved performance from the passing game. Good chance for us to talk to Bulls tight end, Zach LaFave.
Well, Zach, give me a sense of what's going through everybody's mind right now about how important this game is and the goals that are at stake and kind of the lessons, unfortunately, you guys learned a couple years ago about how important this game is.
Yeah, going back 2 years ago, we finished 6-6, and obviously that wasn't good enough for that season to make a bowl game. And, you know, our back's kind of against the wall here with this last game. We're 6-5 right now, and we're really trying to finish strong with this last win and really ensure the bowl eligibility.
You know, you guys have played so well. You've won three of your last four. The one that sticks in the middle was something you had to bounce back from. Is there anything in particular that you remember or how proud you are of your teammates that they didn't let a disappointing loss bother them going into Toledo?
Yeah, that was big. And mentality was big last week. And we talked about that all week, having the right mentality and being able to finish a football game. That was the biggest thing. And after halftime, we started out good in the first half, but after halftime, that was the biggest factor, is how we're going to respond to having a great first half.
And I feel like maybe the Toledo game was one of this team's more complete games of the year, running, passing, defense, everything that went into it?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely one of the most complete games that we played this year, and it really showed at the score at the end of the game.
What does that say about your team, that you're starting to play your most complete games at this point in the year?
We're just looking one game at a time, and we've been playing some good football, so hopefully we can just keep it rolling.
With Bulls tight end Zach LaFave here on the UB Football Insider Show, let's talk about your season a little bit. 17 catches, 206 yards, a couple touchdowns. I know those touchdowns were early. I know you're probably aching to get back in the end zone a little bit, but give me a sense of how this season has gone for you.
It's been good. I've been really working on my weaknesses this year, which has been blocking, and I feel like I've really grown on my blocking skills this year a lot, and being a run first offense, I feel like it's given me opportunities to do so. And of course, I'm itching to, you know, get back in the end zone and maybe get a couple more catches here before the end of the season. But
you know, Coach Leipold talked earlier on our show about how proud he was of you, about your willingness to become more of a blocker. You're kind of that new breed tight end where blocking isn't maybe as much as it used to be for your position. So what went into you saying, I want to get better at this, I need to get better at this?
Just to be an all-around player. I didn't want to be one of those guys, situational player, where I just come in for the passing, you know what I mean? So I wanted to be out there all the time, get as many snaps as I could. And if that meant getting down to dirty more and throwing into some blocks, then that's what I had to do.
You know, you probably spent a lot of time in the room with Tyler Mabry last year, who was a really big part of the success that your team had on the ground. Does that inspire you a little bit, or do you look a little bit about what he was able to do as kind of getting those edges cleaned up for the running backs that you wanted to follow suit?
Yeah, Tyler was a great blocker and a great leader, to put that out there. And, you know, his loss was big. He was a big part of the offense last year and getting us those yards, so when he left, I really knew I had to step up in that area, especially. We have Jake Mullinich, too, another great blocker, and I knew he was going to be behind me to, you know, maybe help me along with some of the blocks that I'm not the best at. But, yeah, Tyler's motivation, you know, really sparked my, like, willingness to block.
Right. Let's talk about the passing offense as a whole. That was one of your better passing games. Kyle seems to have settled into that situation. Some of the younger receivers that came in without a lot of experience seem to have settled in. Give me a sense of where you guys feel like the passing offense is as a whole.
I feel like we've been working on it all season. You know, first game of the year, we started out a little bit slow, but I feel like we've been working on that all season. We've been gaining a lot of chemistry with Kyle, and that goes back to these summer workouts and spring ball. And I feel like a lot of the receivers now have definitely gained that confidence with Kyle. And that trust is huge. And knowing that he has that strong arm, that he's going to get it there, it's big time.
What have you learned about Kyle now that he's kind of settled into this job as the starting quarterback?
Confidence. Kyle's got more confidence now than I've ever seen before. And it really shows during his play. And, yeah.
All right, let's talk a little bit. We talked before the season started about this kind of cool Rochester connection that the Bulls have on this team. Taylor Riggins is just on our show here, another Rochester guy. What is it about that city and that group of players that you guys as a whole have been such an impactful group this year?
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And I even going back to high school, I knew those guys playing against them in high school, and it was great to see them all come here, all of us together, and compete with each other here too. So it's great to see the Rochester guys coming out and really producing for Buffalo. And yeah, it's a great thing.
And in particular, as we talk with Zach LaFave, Bulls tight end, one of your high school teammates at Mike Nowitzki has made a wonderful transition to the center position. Are you surprised that he's played as well as he has this year?
I'm not surprised. Mike has always been an athlete. He's been always willing to do what he's got to do to get on the field, whether that be in lacrosse or football. He was a great lacrosse player in high school. So, no, I wouldn't say I was surprised. More shocked that he was willing enough to make that switch and really produce at it.
Yeah, I mean, that was the switch was a pretty dramatic one, wasn't it? As we sit and record this here in the fueling station, he spent a lot of time fueling himself up to add weight, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
How big a challenge is that? I don't know if people understand that. I'm sure you've probably worked a little bit at that too, trying to get a little bigger and stronger. How hard is that?
It is way harder than you would think. A lot of people think you just eat and live and that weight's going to fall on, but it's really bigger than that. You got to dedicate your life to, eating every time you need to, and even when you're not hungry, sometimes you got to just eat. And he works his butt off in the weight room too, so that always helps.
All right, as we wrap up here with Zach LaFave, Bulls tight end, Bowling Green comes into town. You guys have kind of had your way with them the last couple of years. We know what's at stake. What's going through your mind now? What are you thinking about as it relates to Friday's game and the opponent across the field from you?
I would say we're just super focused. We're just super focused and ready to get this last win, ensure our bowl eligibility. And, yeah, we're just eager to get back out there.
All right, number 89, going to be a guy to look for. We'll hopefully get him back in the end zone here and celebrate some touchdowns. Zach, appreciate the time. Congratulations on the season. Good luck with a few more games to play.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Bulls tight end Zach LaFave. More to come on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey Bulls fans, this is Andy Santerre for Castle. No matter where your car was made, no matter how you drive, your car will run cleaner with Castle. In NASCAR, we built and maintained our own race cars. In our race shops, you'd see busy bodies and Castle. We take it everywhere we go. So check out our great website at CastlePacksPower.com. You'll see why Castle packs power at CastlePacksPower.com.
As the University of Buffalo's technology solutions provider, ComDoc worked together with UB to develop a comprehensive program that lowers overall printing costs by consolidating print resources and implementing initiatives that reduce waste. Choose the winning team and visit ComDoc.com or call 716-689-0202 to see how Buffalo's premier technology solutions provider can help you optimize your workflow.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay if I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay, I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
UB football is fueled by Chick-fil-A on Walden Avenue. That's right, Chick-fil-A is located right here in Western New York and is the preferred post-game meal of UB football. Open Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Chick-fil-A also offers catering options, including packaged meals. Visit 1753 Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga. That's 1753 Walden Avenue. Chick-fil-A, home of the original chicken sandwich.
Don't hibernate this winter. Participate. Check out Holiday Valley's money-saving ultimate passes for season-long ski and snowboard programs that start as low as $155. Catch the thrill on 60 slopes and trails, terrain parks, glades, steeps, and cruisers. Don't know how to ski or snowboard? The passes include lessons too. Spend the winter skiing and riding at Holiday Valley in Ellicottville. It's just fun. Find out more at holidayvalley.com.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I
want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to play on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Back on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold. We're presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill on Millersport Highway, Buffalo's original pizzeria. It's time to go back and talk more about the MAC's number one rated defense. That is the UB Bulls defense. They get the second player interview for this week. It's safety Tyrone Hill. Well, Bulls safety Tyrone Hill Jr., 6'1", 205 from Passaic, New Jersey, has been one of the bright spots on a very good Buffalo defense. Your first year as a starter, did things have to change? How have they changed for you, knowing that you are out there for almost every snap, Tyrone?
It feels great. You know, I feel like the work I have put in is starting to pay off. But at the same time, knowing that I'm a starter, I have like a bigger role in helping like the younger guys and. You know, like the safety, we're like the last people in the back. So just make sure the plays are like designed right and stuff like that.
You know, do you understand how much patience sometimes you have to have of being a backup and learning in special teams to be it once you get to this point?
Yes, sir. You know, playing safety is it takes like a lot of film study and stuff like that. So just being patient helps like the defense work together.
64 tackles, 9 passes broken up this year. The 64 tackles have either been 1, 2, or 3 on this team all season long. How proud are you of yourself, of the way you've played, the numbers you put up?
Yeah, I'm not really worried about the numbers, but like I feel like the role I play is helping out like the team a lot. You know, our D line is getting a good pass rush, so it leaves like the quarterback to scramble and stuff like that.
How much easier is the life of a defensive back when you have a defensive line as good as this one?
Yeah, it feels great. Ladarius Mack, Malcolm Kuntz, you know, those guys are really good.
Mm-hmm. But you play next to and you have one of the best seats in the house to see one of the best players in the MAC play this year. What's it like to be as tight, as close, and spend as much time with the Tasmanian Devil, Joey Banks?
Oh yeah, he's a tough kid. He's really quiet, but on like the football field, he's really loud and. He loves the hammer people and stuff like that, and he loves to compete. So me and him, like when we watch film together or just practice, we kind of compete to see who get to the ball first and stuff like that.
With Bull safety Tyrone Hill, do you get a chance to sit back a little more and let him run up towards the line and throw his body at people? Is that a little bit of how the two of you guys sort of interact on the field?
Yeah, he's more like a run defender. I'm more of a cover safety, but we both work together for the defense.
Just in overall, Tyrone, defense been number one in the MAC all season long. You guys are in 5 or 6 national top 10 categories. What's been the key to the way this defense has taken steps up?
Yeah. At first, in the beginning of the season, we had struggled with the deep balls and the deep pass of the game. But throughout the season, we got better and we're now towards the end of the season, we're really close, and like now we know like what the stuff we need to work on and on how to improve.
You kind of burst onto the scene for Bulls fans last year at the Dollar General Bowl when just cruised 93 yards for a touchdown. What was that moment like? What was that play like? What did that feel like?
The play was exciting. I think it was James Patterson or Malcolm Kuhn. They knocked the ball out, and I think we're down a touchdown. So I wanted to just pick up the ball and just put on points for the team.
It's always cool to get in the end zone, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
What does that feel like for a defensive player?
It's exciting. You know, sometimes it might be hard to score, but when I saw the ball out, I just picked it up and ran.
You come from New Jersey. Passaic, New Jersey is the hometown. You played at Don Bosco Prep, which is one of the top private schools, athletic programs in all of the state of New Jersey. What was it like playing at such a high level with a lot of guys? And I'm sure you could rattle some of the names off of guys that have played either in the NFL or playing in Division I college. What was that experience like?
The experience was very good. You know, like before I went to Bosco, I look at guys like Leonte Carew. He went to Miami Dolphins and stuff like that. So when I went to Bosco, I knew like the stuff that I needed to do to play, and it is a lot of people there. It's a great academic school, great athletics. So it's like you always have to be on your A game. You got to make sure no one else could outwork you in the classroom and on the field also.
How much does it prepare you? How much did you feel like you were almost at a college level there?
Yeah, it prepared me a lot. Like the game speed is very exciting and fast.
All right, you are part of a good group of New Jersey Garden State guys who, particularly on defense, we've, over the past couple of weeks, talked with Eddie Wilson, and then you've got guys like Ali Abbas and Max Michel and a whole bunch of other guys. You guys kind of bond together a little bit there, the Jersey guys?
Yeah, we do bond together. We have, like, a lot of energy that a lot of people in the locker room laugh at and stuff like that.
Is it coincidence that you guys are mostly defensive players? It's that Jersey toughness, isn't it?
I didn't even notice that, but it is exciting.
Right. All right. And then as we wrap up with you here, Tyrone, give everybody a sense of what the mindset is for you and for this team going into this game on Friday, knowing how much is at stake.
Yeah, this game is very important. We're just gonna go out and just stick to our assignments and our basics and compete and hopefully get the win.
All right. Hey, congratulations on a terrific season. Good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
That's Bulls defensive back Tyrone Hill. Coming up next, John Fuller from the Athletic Communications Office, our Full of It segment with some really cool numbers and stats to get you ready for Friday's game against Bowling Green. More to come on the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield, IMG College.
It's summer, but winter is on the way. And with that comes allergies. Here's Tropical Heating's president, Jerry Paleo, to tell you about his latest offer. Tropical
Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of high-efficiency air conditioning. That's right. If you purchase your Central Air by the end of the month, you'll get a new furnace for free. That's a $2,500 value.
And here's something else to sweeten your deal. If you purchase your high-efficiency air conditioner and get your free furnace, Jerry will give the first 10 callers a free duct cleaning. That's right, free duct cleaning. That's an $800 value. Hurry, offers end August 31st.
Call us today at 870-0753 and experience the tropical treatment.
Make your home your personal paradise with Tropical.
Call 870-0753.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to syncmygame.com from Learfield IMG College.
Syncmygame.com?
Syncmygame.com.
Whether your project is above ground, below ground, or you're just breaking ground, United Rentals has the equipment and tools that you need. We rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to scissor lifts and generators. We also offer a complete range of industrial tools for any job, small or large. Count on United Rentals for the world's largest rental fleet, backed by a team of equipment experts ready to help you get the job done. Located on Transit Road in Williamsville, call 716-565-1330.
Back on the UB Football Insider Show with Lance Leipold, my name is Paul Peck. It's our final segment as we continue to get you ready for Friday's game between the Bulls and the Bowling Green Falcons, noon at UB Stadium. Weather looks like it's going to be nice, so a great little holiday plan for you. If you don't want to do any Black Friday shopping, come hang out, watch the Bulls, try to get their 7th win of the year and guarantee a bowl game. Pretty good stuff going on here at UB. We appreciate the time from Lance and the players. But as always, we wrap it up with the Assistant Athletic Director for Communications, John Fuller. It's our Full of It segment. And John, you are full of all kinds of good stuff. That's what happens when the team starts to play well and starts to win. But first, let's talk, as we always do, about the history of the matchup with the Bowling Green Falcons.
Yeah, it seems like, I mean, Bowling Green has really been, might be our biggest rival, I think. Especially probably in the past 10 seasons. If Bulls fans remember back in 2013, they had a chance in the final game of the season down at New Era Field with the winner of that game going to the MAC championship game. Unfortunately, the Bulls came up a little short that day, but it just seems like that's really kind of built into a pretty big rival. You know, geographically, Buffalo doesn't have a natural rival, but I think, you know, over the past years, that's become probably our biggest rival in the conference. And, you know, once again, we're finishing up against Bowling Green. This will be the sixth time in the last 9 years that we will finish the regular season against Bowling Green.
It does always seem to be that sort of Friday after Thanksgiving plan one way or the other, either here or in Ohio. So, and in the years past, like you said, when Bowling Green was more at the top of the MAC East, it wound up being really big, important games. They're down a little bit now, and certainly no Bulls fans going to be too disappointed about that. So part of the interesting thing of the game against Toledo was just keeping track of all the cool stuff that Jarrett Patterson was doing throughout the course of the game. And even cooler for us when we had Brandon Oliver in our booth at halftime, and he's glancing up at my record charts that I keep in the booth there, and he's just smiling and going, oh yeah, he's going to get that one, he's going to get that one, he's going to get that one. Just what Jarrett and the running game have done has probably occupied most of your time.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, going back to that game, I mean, Jarrett Patterson, for fans that might have missed it, rushed for 198 yards, which is a career high for him, but he scored five touchdowns, four on the ground and one on a screen pass from Kyle Van Treese, which, interestingly enough, was his first receiving touchdown in his career. He had not had a career receiving touchdown yet before then, but the five touchdowns that he scored tied a MAC record. There are 20 players in the history of the conference who scored five total touchdowns, and now he's one of them. Unfortunately,
and he had a chance
for the sixth, and Kyle Van Treese decided to keep it running himself. And I know Kyle, talking to him after the game, who wasn't aware of it at the time, felt terrible about it.
Well, that brings up a question. I probably should ask this to Lance, although I think I know what the answer would have been. When things like that happen, is there do the coaches want to know? Does Lance want to know? Is there a way that you can get information down to try to do something like that?
Well, we were down near the 1 yard line, and I believe Toledo called timeout, and I ran down to the coaches' booth, and I told them, hey, just so you know, no player's ever scored six touchdowns in the history of the American Conference. And they're like, that's okay, Jarrett's getting the ball. That's what they told me. And obviously, you know, Kyle makes the read himself and keeps it.
He made the right read.
It was the right play. And obviously, and I think, you know, after what happened against Kent State, you know, you just want to keep that pedal to the metal. You know, you never know what can happen. Obviously, it was pretty far out of hand, but still, I think the most important thing is to get a touchdown. But the information was relayed to them. Kyle just decided, and he made the right read, and there's no fault for him. So, I mean, at the end of the day, Jarrett Patterson scored five touchdowns. Pretty good.
But your experience tells you when that's important enough to mention to the coaches.
Correct. I'm not going to do it all the time, but I thought that was pretty monumental. So getting back to Jarrett, five touchdowns, which was great. And he's just spearheading this rushing attack that has been incredible this season. You know, the Bulls have rushed for 2,776 yards on the year, which is already a school record for a single season in 11 games. Breaks last year's record, which they set with, which was 2,648 yards, but that was over 14 games. So they have over 100 yards more than they did all of last year in three less games, which is just incredible for how well they're able to run, you know, being able to run the ball.
Yeah, Jarrett now has moved up to sixth on the career rushing list.
Yep.
And remotely, with two games likely left, is only 207 yards away from Bo Oliver's single season rushing record. That's what Bo was referring to when he's like, he's going to break that. I think Bo was thinking it might happen this week.
Yeah, well, Jarrett's going to pass, hopefully, this week, a couple of pretty big names. He's only 6 yards shy of passing James Starks for fourth. And then Brandon Oliver's sophomore year, he rushed for 1,395 yards, and Jarrett's 68 yards shy of that. But like you said, the ultimate number is Brandon Oliver's,
1,535,
which he did his senior season. So he definitely has a chance for that. But it's just amazing what he's doing. And another interesting tidbit that could happen in this game, Kevin Marks, who's also quietly having a very nice season as well, is 99 yards shy of 1,000 on the year. And the Buffalo has never had two 1,000-yard running backs in the same season.
Yeah, well, and you and I were talking before. I'm incredibly intrigued. It has not happened very much in football at all.
Right.
It's only happened four times in NFL history, probably more in college with more teams that run like the service academies and things like that. But credit, this is the second mention we give credit to Scott Wilson, because after the game he said to me, he goes, Starks and Oliver are the best running backs in UB school history, and we have their clones on the team at the same time.
right. It's so funny.
He's totally right.
Yeah, you know, Jared Patterson runs just like Brandon Oliver, and Kevin Marks has that same like long stride, runs a lot like James Starks does. You know, so it's it's fun to. You know, it's fun to watch these guys play and realize, you know, how similar they are to those guys.
Yeah, and that'll be cool to watch to see whether Kevin can get that 1,000 either this game or if and when there is a bowl game. John, have fun this week. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you.
Friday at noon, UB against Bowling Green. Come on out to UB Stadium and take a look at this team on Senior Day before they get ready to go play in a bowl game. We thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget, noon Friday, ESPN 1520 right here for radio, ESPN Plus for television. We will talk to you hopefully soon enough to tell you all about where bowl game the Bulls are headed to. Thanks for listening to this edition of the UB Football Insider Show from Learfield IMG College.
On the UB Sports Network, from Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill, UB Football Insider has been presented by Santora's Pizza Pub and Grill. Also brought to you in part by our Team UB partners, Town Automotive Group, T-Mobile, Comdoc, Pepsi, Nike, AdPro Sports, WIVB Channel 4, and WNLO Channel 23. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the UB Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.